Item B, presentations to the Board of Education, Superintendent's Report. Mr. Superintendent.
Thank you, President Morassi, and good evening to everyone. A couple of announcements. Each year, the San Francisco Unified School District teams up with the San Francisco Department of Emergency Management to run a district-wide Great California Shakeout. This year, students at Yickwo Elementary School will be joined by Mayor Ed Lee, Fire Captain Hayes White, Police Chief Sir, SF Board of Education Commissioners, and yours truly, as we drop, cover, and hold on at exactly 10:15 a.m. San Francisco's public school students will have been taking part in this statewide emergency exercise since it began in 2008. The shakeout this year will be Thursday, October 15th from 10 to 11 a.m. I want to encourage all of our parents that are listening to remind their children that this Thursday is a shakeout day for San Francisco school students and that they should take this very seriously. So once again, this Thursday, October 15th, and all of us will be at Yickwo at 10 o'clock to drop, cover, and hold on. I also would like to announce that our Family Empowerment Conference will take place this Saturday, October 17th, at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Middle School. The resource fair opens at 9 a.m., and workshops and presentations will occur from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Free breakfast and lunch, as well as childcare and interpretation services, will be provided. So I encourage the community and all of our parents to please come on out this Saturday. Something new this year is that the conference is being co-sponsored by parent family advisory bodies, namely the African American Parent Advisory Council, the Community Advisory Committee for Special Education, and the District English Learner Advisory Committee. The Parent Advisory Council has also been actively engaged in organizing this conference, and flyers are available in five languages on the district's website and are being distributed by many departments and community organizations who work with the SFUSD families. Families are encouraged to reserve childcare by calling 415-241-6185 in English or Spanish and 415-749-3410 for Cantonese or Mandarin, or by filling out the form that is posted at our website, www.sfusd.edu/FAMILYCONFERENCE. Unfortunately, that website reservation is only available in English and Spanish. I'd also like to announce that the 6th Annual Black Student Union Empowerment Summit is taking place this Friday on October 23rd at the California State Building, 4455 Golden Gate Avenue, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Students will attend two workshop sessions and see panels on student empowerment and have an opportunity for networking, and they'll also receive a keynote address from Cortland Wycliffe. So I'd encourage our students that are attending to please attend and be prompt there, ready to go at 9 a.m. In addition, this is very important that SFUSD will be having an enrollment fair on Saturday, October 24th from 9:30 to 2:30 p.m. at the City College of San Francisco, which is located at 50 Phelan Avenue, San Francisco, California. You'll have an opportunity to see all of our public schools and attend workshops on the enrollment process, transitional kindergarten, special education, language pathways, middle school feeders, after-school programs, and the Lowell application process. Again, it's Saturday, October 24th from 9:30 to 2:30 at City College of San Francisco on 50 Phelan Avenue. We look forward to seeing all of you there. Finally, I'd like to give a special recognition to two of our incredibly hardworking students. But this past week in Long Beach, California, we had the 59th convening of the Council of the Great City Schools, which is a conference of the 68 largest urban school districts in America. As part of this conference, we had the opportunity to have a student panel with students from New York, from California, and different parts of the country. I'm very proud to say that two of our very own students, senior at Mission High School, Hatim Mansour, and junior from Wallenberg High School, Mai Sanaida, who attended and represented San Francisco on this student panel, which was facilitated by NPR host and correspondent Maria Hinojosa. This was nationally broadcast, and I need to tell you that our students made us proud. They were articulate, they were passionate, they spoke with conviction about race, about education, about their dreams and their hopes. And I have to tell you, as a superintendent, I was particularly thrilled with no prompting from any of us. They spoke passionately about Vision 2025 and how they're seeing that take place in their classrooms. So I want to give a special shout out to Hatim and May and Mr. Sinaida, who also accompanied us, and our wonderful SAC coordinator, Salvador Lopez Barr, who got up early and flew with the students to Long Beach and then brought them home that night. They made us proud that day, and I'm very proud to say they are our SFUSD students.
Thank you very much, Mr. Carranza, Superintendent.